time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
Hello and welcome to Community Circle. I am your host, Philip Amrine, and today we are talking to a very dedicated woman who is striving to give some children hope. Why don't we start off with who you are and which organization are you with?
My name is Lorraine Tallman. I'm the founder and executive director of Amanda Hope Rainbow Angels.
All right, so let's start off right there. Who is Amanda Hope and what is the purpose of Amanda Hope Rainbow Angels?
So Amanda Hope Rainbow Angels was actually named after our daughter, Amanda, and she fought cancer twice. So when she was 9 years old, she was like cold, flu-like symptoms. We just kept taking her back to the pediatrician three different times. And finally, you know, a mom's heart, they know when their child's sick. I was like, something's wrong. And they pricked her little finger and found out that she had her hemoglobin blood level was only 2.6. So the fact that she was even walking at that moment was a miracle. And then, you know, we were rushed to the hospital and then we discovered that she had leukemia. It was those 3 years in the hospital doing all kinds of clinical trials to see what would best fight her cancer. And then did, you know, after 3 years, we finally got that cancer-free diagnosis and, you know, we were out. And
congratulations.
Yeah.
To you and Amanda.
Woohoo.
Yes.
And, you know, just getting back to life. And then one thing that we didn't know when we went through cancer the first time is some of the chemotherapies, there are clinical trials, can trigger a secondary cancer. And literally in 3 months later, the left side of Amanda's face went paralyzed and we found out that she had a brain tumor and we had to fight cancer once again. The second time, Amanda was quite the warrior and she was 12 and had a very clear voice and she wanted to make choices. And during that second fight with cancer is when Amanda really started having dreams about what we could do to make life better in the hospital, what we could do to help the children overcome the loneliness because they're in isolation for weeks, months, and years. So she started just saying, Mom, let's, you know, what can we do? And her main focus was the lack of dignity and modesty. And, you know, her body being exposed to everyone in a chemo room. I don't know if you've seen a chemo room, but you're kind of all lined up. And everybody's always looking at your body. And that this time she's 12 fighting, so she really had a difficult time.
Really self-aware.
Oh, my goodness. And some of the hospitals, especially pediatric hospitals, are training hospitals. So you have interns and college students, you everything you can imagine. And you want them to learn, right? But your body being constantly exposed to people you don't know drove her crazy, and that's when she started having dreams about an apparel line that we fondly call Comfy Cozies for chemo.
Oh.
And yeah, it's so darling. And so it's just like 30 different designs, but they all have these peekaboo little pockets for their bloodlines, their feeding tubes, their, you know, because they have ports and Broviacs. And I mean, there's times where Amanda could have, you know, 12, 20 lines coming out of her body during treatment. And this way, they all were managed in this little adaptive apparel called Comfy Cozies. And that was her dream, that we would make these little T-shirts and dresses and whatnot and give them away free to any child diagnosed with cancer. And so that second time that she fought, she was really focused. And she knew she wanted to make a difference and that there had to be a reason why she was fighting this fight.
So that really gave her a purpose during those times and tribulations. And that's kind of what she wanted to bestow upon others. Maybe not specifically starting a foundation, but something else to do other than, like you said, the monotonous repetition day after day after day of doing the same thing over
and over and over again.
So is that the main reason why you founded the company? Kind of explain that process of building a new foundation and into what it is today.
And so we knew that we wanted to create this apparel. We knew that we wanted to take Amanda's thoughts, dreams, and designs to the next level. And so we started doing research and working with radiologists and doctors and, you know, what is the best way to have all these lines managed on our little kiddos' bodies. And it started with drawings, and then girlfriends of mine that could sew started sewing. And
you rounded up the troops.
Oh, yeah, the whole community. And then we got a church with some wonderful retired grandmas that all knew how to sew.
Oh, and they're experts, too. Oh, they know. They know all the secrets.
This is a lost craft.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, because just researching, trying to find, you know, somebody that can sew, do manufacturing. And it was quite the journey.
Right.
We, you know, determined. So we found several smaller charities here in town that was connecting us to the mm-hmm. right people. There was this one out in Mesa called Dresses for Orphans. Amazing little community that, you know, they make clothing for orphans. And so we started collaborating with them.
Right.
And they actually made our first 600 Comfy Cozy for Chemo.
Wow.
Apparel. Yeah.
And that still remains in your organization's yeah. line today, right? You still yeah. offer Comfy
Cozy? We still offer Comfy Cozies. Kiddos can just go on our website, AmandaHopeRainbowAngels.org, and just there's a little application. They fill it out and they just give us their address, their diagnosis, what hospital they're in, and we ship directly to them. And there's like 30 styles. And of course, Amanda was...
I was going to say, for those of you listening right now, I'm looking at a couple of these designs that you were so graciously brought in, and they're actually pretty cool tie-dyes. I am a tie-dye lover. So, I mean, you know...
And so is Amanda.
Yeah, there
color
you go.
Color was everything. She wasn't a pink little girl. As a matter of fact, if someone ever sent her a pink socks or bow or dress, she'd be like, Mama... You need to find somebody that needs this because you're not wearing pink. yeah, no, the bolder the colors, the better.
Okay.
And so that's kind of, you know, where that
inspiration drew from.
That inspiration came was, you know, you'll see pictures of Amanda during her journey and even before, and she was always wearing the boldest, brightest colors. It was, you know, that's just in her DNA.
How long has the organization been around?
So we started December. We handed out our first 500 Comfy Cozies in December 2012 because we had applied for our nonprofit status, but we didn't get our nonprofit status until April of 2013. Another wonderful organization here in town, Mother's Grace, was our fiscal agent until we could get our own nonprofit. And so we managed all of the donations and everything through their charity until we got our own 501c3. And then we just started contacting hospitals all over America going, you know, we have this great product.
All over America. So not even just siphoned off to Arizona. You guys are national.
We're in 93 cities right now. We've shipped to 6 different countries.
Wow.
And we have these little Dignity for the Journey pins
okay.
that Amanda designed. And they're, of course, all bright rainbow colors, but they're all the colors of children, cancer. She's like, Mom, kids don't have breast cancer. Why are there only pink ribbons? We need a ribbon that has all the colors of all the children's cancers. And then, of course, September is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and that's the gold ribbon. So she wanted the ribbon trimmed in gold, so that's why it's gold.
I see it.
And then with the rainbow of all the different children's cancers in the middle. And
so, how very creative. That's ingenious there.
Yeah, she had an old soul.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, this 12-year-old, I've met adults that are in their 60s.
I was going to say.
Life like this little one.
Right. No offense. Your founder in name only, Amanda, is driving this thing home.
Oh, my goodness. she hit this one out of the ballpark. So we'll go to, college students.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always looking for young professionals or, you know, that we'll give the pins to, and then they can go do a fundraiser.
Spread the message forward.
You know, they put them on their backpack. We have some teens that, travel, you know, outside of the country, and mm-hmm. they'll put, you know, their little pin on their backpack, and then they'll make little notes, and then we'll take those notes from their travels back and attach another pin to it and give it to a child that's fighting so that they know that somebody
It's been in a journey.
That's rooting for them, praying for them, you know, sharing part of their journey with them because they're isolated. So if we can get young people to think about childhood cancer when they're traveling and think about how blessed they are, but also take that experience and then bless another child with it, you should see the faces when somebody, you know, somebody that's stuck in the hospital reads something like, this person was, you know, in Peru. Truly amazing.
So then that begs the question, what keeps that drive for you to continue to help those in need?
Well, unfortunately, Amanda lost her battle to the brain tumor. And her last words were to me was, Mama, look at me with both eyes and listen with both ears. Promise me you're going to help every child fighting cancer. And so... there was no way I could not promise her that I was going to take her dreams and create such a legacy so that we could help children all over. And we've helped over 6,000 children since 2013. So, you know, I'm a mama on a mission. You know, I'm like a bulldog.
Watch out.
I am not going to let this thing go until every child gets a comfy cozy, and every child may get the counseling they need, or, you know, the gas card that they need for mom to get them to their chemo treatment, or whatever it is. We call it the here and now. Mm-hmm. Like, what can we do today to make life better? How do we make a difference right now? We don't research or anything like that. We just basically work
day by day.
Day by day. We're, you know, founded in Arizona. We're just now got a second chapter in Nevada. But our families, they're dealing with so much. I mean, these are clinical trials. These aren't proven, you know.
No.
We don't, our government, sadly, does not spend the money on pediatric cancer research. And even the National Cancer Institute only spends 3.8% of their budget mm-hmm. on children. But pediatric cancer is the number one killing disease of children in the world today. Every 2 minutes, that's 2 minutes, another child is diagnosed with cancer, and 1 in 5 will not make it. And the other 63% of the children that do survive have very serious long-term health issues. They may need a kidney wow. transplant or a liver transplant, a heart transplant. They lose some of their hearing, their vision. Some of them have learning disabilities. So even though they may beat the cancer, there's still some long-term health issues in their lives.
So one every 2 minutes mm-hmm. is diagnosed, and then 1 out of every 5 does not win their battle. Well, first off, let me say my condolences. I'm very sorry from everybody. But let me tell you, the drive is still, I can see it within you. That is truly a mama on a mission, and that is that is a scary thing. Watch out for anybody who's driven. Let me ask you, how can people help? Is it just specifically financially that you need assistance, or are there volunteer opportunities as well? You were saying earlier, you alluded to, you need teen helpers to go out and spread the message.
Exactly. So we're looking in several categories for volunteers. So we're looking for teens that can spread the message by requesting the Dignity for the Journey pins. We're looking for.
Do those cost?
We ask the children to get $5 for a donation form. We'll give them to the children. You know, we don't charge, and then they can go out and get donations.
And it should be stated that you're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. So anything spent goes directly back to the organization exactly. that helps spread out that goodness. So
exactly. And then we're looking for young executive from like 22 to 35 to work on advisory board, to really work on some of our events that we have for like teens and their families. We do this teen taco night. We just did a Top Golf event. So we're looking for people that are, you know, really focused and can create those events and help with our teen population. Because if you can imagine being a teenager fighting cancer, all right, you're in a pediatric hospital and you've got all these little chairs and you've got the little toys and you got the, you know, and it's like,
feels like a fish out of water, I'm
you're
sure.
You're like, okay, you know, and so we've started doing these teen programs to kind of connect the teens and just let it be just purely organic, playing mm-hmm. board games or, you know, go play Top Golf or, you know, whatever we can do. So we try to create those events. So we're looking for somebody that, you know, really wants to participate in volunteering and staying focused on some kind of advisory board, but focusing on that program where we can continue to help our teens. You know, you can imagine being a football player, finding out you have cancer. You walk into the hospital, you know, you're healthy mm-hmm. and built. Well, in a few months, you're not. You're skinny, you're, you know, sick, you're, you know, and then you're in a hospital filled with young, beautiful nurses, you know, in a pediatric hospital. It just hits you on every level, right?
Right.
You don't want anybody looking at your body. You don't, you know, you don't want to walk in a playroom with a bunch of little kids. You know, there's all these different things. And their friends continue to play football.
Oh,
continue
yeah.
to play. You know, their lives all continue, and yet our teens are...
Stop.
Their life stops. Everything they know that's true is gone. And so we really have such a passion. I mean, Amanda was almost 13 before she passed away, but she was already going, Mom, that's a little kid thing. Mom, that's... A... and so that really planted...
There's a delineation there.
Yeah. And so we do all kinds of things. We do the Meals of Hope program. We cater lunches in the hospitals, you know, every week. And we bring remote control cars in and teach the kids how to chase the nurses out of the room.
I'm sure they appreciate
they
the nurses.
Yeah. So we're always... We call them major distractions. And if they go on our website, they can see all the different ones we do.
And what is the website?
So it's AmandaHopeRainbowAngels.org, or we also own the AHRAS.org.
Okay, awesome.
So they can go on that, and they can go look.
And applications there are on there to submit. Okay.
And if you don't see something and you think you have an idea that could really help, you can email us, you know, go on our contact, email us, and then we'll email you back and, you know, say, you know, where do you want to help? How do you want to help? Because our volunteers, we want them, like we have volunteers that are artists. So they come in and paint with the kids and do canvases and things like that. So we want to know what your passion is because we want you to be.
Anybody can help.
Yeah, we want you to be fully engaged. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the problem with a lot of nonprofits. They, you know, get volunteers, but they're not plugging them in where that person's passion is. So we want to know. You know, we have volunteers that can, they're like, oh, no, we're right here. We'll help anywhere we can behind the scenes, and there's a ton of things that people can do behind the scenes. And they don't want to go through the training that's necessary to, you know, be, you know, with a patient one-on-one. And that's not easy. When you see a child crying in pain, I mean,
there's only so much you can do.
There's only so much you can do, and then how do you, you know, handle
cope
that?
With that, yeah.
So there's many different levels that people can help our organization.
So when was the moment you knew that you had made the right decision to start this journey to help others?
I would say the first time that I realized how big it was, we had a mom, after we had given out the apparel, her little one was autistic as well as fighting cancer.
Ooh.
And, you know, trying to get their clothes off when it's not, you know, they're on such a schedule, morning, night. But this became a part of the routine for the little one. And, I mean, you wouldn't think about it, but it was like, oh my God, this is so huge. We've actually now empowered children to have a choice and a voice in their care. Where before, they never felt that. It was like, we're taking off your clothes, we're sticking this needle in your chest, we're doing this to you, we're holding you down, we're doing this. They have no power, no choice.
They have no say, no
say in their care or what's going to happen to them. But if you can give a child, oh, sweetheart, do you want the left side or the right side open before we access your port? You have now empowered them to have a choice, and they're now participating in their care. And they're like saying, yes, you can touch me, versus, you know, curling up in a ball going, don't take my shirt off, stop. And so we found that this little apparel has changed the mindset of the children. We're now empowering them to have that choice in their care. And it's amazing just letting them choose what side of their shirt they're going to open up first. Now we're not giving them as much Ativan or Benadryl, you know, we're taking away a whole stream of drugs to calm them down when they're now empowered to have a choice in their care.
Right.
So that was like the moment I was like, oh my God.
You realize that how much of an impact you are having.
This is bigger than Amanda's dream. Like, this is making, I mean, this is an agent of change, right? I mean, not only are we empowering the kids, but this agent of change is also showing providers, you know what? It really is important that we give them a choice and a voice.
Mm-hmm.
It is important that they're a part of the process. This whole family-centered care, where we're caring for the whole family and giving dignity through the journey process to this little one, radiates to the whole family. Because when this child's screaming, don't touch me, the whole family's like, what are you
clammy,
doing?
Right.
Are you hurting them? And then every kid in the chemo room, every child that can hear that scream is tensing up. Oh my God, what are you doing to them? So if you can bring in that level of calm before the treatment even begins, their healing process is quicker. They're not all stressed out. You know, they're, of course, chemo's going to make you sick, but you can imagine if you're going into the treatment in a calm, relaxing state of mind versus hyper, you're scaring me, you're terrifying me sense of mind.
Everybody, I think, can understand that want of some sort of control, especially when it's in cancer, where a lot of people, young and old even, feel like they lose control over what's happening. They can't control how to get better. It's in the hands of others. Just giving somebody that choice of, you know, left, right, the what do I want to wear? How can I do it? Even colors of the comfy cozy. That's really an interesting step forward and maybe a trendsetter.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
We're hoping. I mean, there's you know, thousands of kids out there that are being diagnosed, and we've helped 6,000. There's another, could be another 18,000 that could use this, our apparel, like today.
So then let's ask that. How does this affect everybody listening?
So everybody listening can, one, go on our website and sponsor a child to get our Comfy Cozy Care Pack, which has, you know, all kinds of wonderful things. There's, you can see here, toys and books and socks and all that stuff. It's only $30 because we're a nonprofit. You know, we're not retail. We're not like marking right. these things up. And so to cover that, our child.
And what does this do? Like it's given to the children to offer.
So we ship these little comfy cozies, whatever apparel. There's like 30 designs. The kids get to choose. What are your favorite colors? Do you like camouflage? Do you like purple? Do you like hearts? Do you like pink? You know, all of that.
Because as a boy, I know I do not like hearts.
No.
I would not enjoy that design. One more time, where are you guys on social media? Let's get there. I know we've said the website, but let's plug it again just in case anybody is now just tuning in and now they need to hear where it is on the website or where the social media is.
On Facebook, we're Amanda Hope Rainbow Angels with a little apostrophe S there on the end. And then on Twitter, it's AHRANGELS. So it's like Amanda Hope Rainbow and then Angels spelled out. And then you can also find us if you just want to know about the apparel. You can go on the Comfy Cozies for Chemo Facebook page. So, or Instagram, same thing. You can see pictures of all of our kids, AHR and then Angels. So it's a lot of fun. And seeing the kids' pictures, amazing. It'll blow you away. People always ask, well, how much of the money that we give those to the child, well, that $30 goes to cover that cost to sponsor that child at our gala.
So go ahead and explain to me your Night of Hope gala. That's what you're talking about. It's later in the year. When is it? Where is it? What goes on? You said that there's a paddle auction.
Race.
Yeah, paddle raise.
Mm-hmm. Because we deal with the here and now, we wanted specific paddle raises. So we designed this Night of Hope gala. And so we started it 5 years ago when we first started.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is a way to restrict revenue exactly to where we need it. So we have the gala. It's at the Mauna Lucia Omni Resort. It's there, Lincoln.
Very nice. And,
nice. That's our first year. We've had it in a home, a friend of mine's home, the last few years. But this year, we've sold out the last 3 years.
So you gotta move up.
We're moving up a little bit here. So we're going to the hotel. And the reason why I think our gala is so well attended and sells out every year is because we literally auction off the paddle raises are what our families need. Gas cards and grocery cards and utility bills.
All right, so if you go there and you're auctioning, you're not buying a cruise or anything. What you're buying for is saying, I will sponsor a meal. I will sponsor a supply packet to kids. I will supply a comfy cozy.
Exactly. And so those are our main paddle raises. And then we do have, this. If there's companies out there, we're always looking for, donations for the silent auction, bikes and plane tickets or.
Right.
People that even give us their miles.
And, wow. Okay.
And then, we're able to use that.
So really anybody can donate, not even just companies.
Anyone can donate.
You got a batch of cookies out there, donate and maybe there'll be a silent auction for some really good chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, maybe somebody out there could donate like a monthly donation of.
There you go.
Something. I don't know. But it's really cool to watch the gala. It brings me into tears. We always have some of our kiddos speak that.
Who've been helped directly.
And it's just, it's a magical night. It is just blows me away.
And when is that?
So it's October 14th.
Okay.
At 6:00, and they can buy tickets to the gala on our website. And I can't describe it to you. Just to see the love and our families in there, and then the community that comes and supports them. It's breathtaking.
So you also have a ton of programs on your website mm-hmm. that help aid in your cause. Explain some of them and how they help you as well.
We call them major distractions. And so we get help with these major distractions coming up in June.
And why do you call them major distractions?
Because when Amanda and I were in the hospital for all those years, you get a craft every day. You get the same chicken strips, pizza, or mac and cheese. And, after years, it's like, oh my God, tired of it. So these major distractions are things that we can bring in.
One of the few times a distraction's a good thing.
Yeah, one of the few times. Like we have Bondurant coming in with some of their drivers to hand out remote control cars to
wow.
the kids. And, we set up a little racetrack and we teach them how to chase the nurses out of the rooms. And, that's really good. We do ice cream socials. Sometimes we'll bring in like Kona Ice, the big, where they can all come out and get a snow cone. Or we'll set up events like bowling events or top golf events, wherever.
Really?
We set these events up where the families can come and, and have a good time.
That's great that you incorporate the families in that as well.
It's always families. And last week we just did our summer camp for all of the siblings and the families that are, fighting. because a lot of times, you know, there's always kids' camps for the children with cancer, but they're siblings. They don't get to do anything together. It's not about the family. Mm-hmm. So we provide this free camp where the siblings and whoever's battling can all go to camp together. And it's like from 9 to 3, and we have it every summer, and it's set up like an Olympic. The event changes every 45
right.
minutes. And then in the afternoons, we take them over to the ice den to go ice skating and just be normal, right? Our kids just want to be normal. They want to be able to exhale and go, okay, I get to be normal today.
Yeah.
And so we try to create those moments where they're normal. And then we have some very difficult things that we do when we know that we're losing a child. Mm. It's like, what can we do to make a memory, to help the family, to, you know, whatever it is that they may need help with. And recently we had one young person that wanted to leave a message for all their family members. And so she needed 16 Build-A-Bears with the little voice thing in, so she could leave a message.
Wow.
For all of her family. So at the day of her funeral, they would all have a personalized message from her. It's, you know, creating those moments of hope, but those moments that can change someone forever. And so those are the things that, as a mom, that I'm able to do with Amanda's dream. I'm able to help so many others. But there's all children have a voice. All children want to make that difference. So how do we go in and do that? How do we create that space? You know, how do we make that moment more of a treasure?
That is so incredibly palpable. I don't know if it's, I hope it's not just us in this radio station that can feel that, but that is incredibly, I mean, these kids are so creative. I mean, that is beyond anything I can think of.
Yeah, and they're, you know, and they're brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't know what, and even the children, you know, they beat cancer, and they are incredible human beings. Like, they're passionate, they're caring. They go on to be, you know, oncology nurses or teachers, or when they beat cancer, they must make a difference. Like, they all
they have to be that strong in order to beat cancer.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm inspired every day by the moms and the dads and the children that I work with every day, because, I mean, why do I get up and keep doing that?
Yeah.
Because they're so inspiring. They're so smart. Oh, and their smile, forget it.
As we close this out, what is the website one more time so people can go and fill out, volunteer, and all those applications?
Absolutely. So it's Amanda Hope and then Rainbow Angels. And how we came up with that name is Amanda Hope is her name, mm-hmm. and Rainbow is about promises kept, and then angels are everyone out there that makes a difference. So that's how we came up with the name Amanda Hope, Rainbow Angels.
All right. Thank you.
Kept. You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Lorraine, for coming in today on Community Circle. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.